Father, we bless you. We give you the praise. We honor you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, O God, for this day and the many blessings that you have given us, your people, today, this moment, this hour.
Yes.
God, we just invite your presence. We invite you. Father, I need you right now.
We need you.
More than anything else, we need you right now. We need your love, your compassion, your strength, your courage, oh God, your vision, your purpose. We need your understanding in the times that we are living in right now. God, we ask you, God, that you will bless this moment in time, this space that you have given us as we read your word, study your word, and graph your word, receive your word in our hearts, Father. Let us not just be those who hear what you have to say, but doers. Let us study the word. Let us get deep in the word and make it part of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
God, bless this word as we dive into it, Father. Bless your servant. God, bless me to communicate only what thus saith the Lord this day. I ask your blessings, O God, as we continue to do your will and not my own. Bless your people, O God, those who are sick, those who are shut in. God, touch them right now. Thank you for every testimony that we have heard prior to this service, and we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The book of Zechariah, I'm not sure, Pastor Angie, I'll read it, and then Pastor Angie, I want to have you read something else following that in Jesus' name. The book of Zechariah, let me just get there, and then Pastor Angie, I'll give you this. I'm going to have you read this when it's finished. Book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. I believe it's 1 through 10. And it says, the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is awakened out of his sleep. Let me read that again. Give you a picture. The angel that talked with me came again. It's another experience of an angel came again. And this time he woke me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And the angel said to me, what do you see? And I looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top of it. And the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. And so I answered and spoke to the angel that talked with me, and saying, what are these things, my Lord? Verse 5, it says, and then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, don't you know what these things are? Don't you know what they be? And I said, no, my Lord, I don't know. Then answered the angel and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Many of you heard that scripture before. That is not by might. Zerubbabel, the angel, is speaking the word, and he says, this is the word unto Zerubbabel, saying, it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, Zerubbabel, who was one of the priests and one of the godly men of God who came out from Jerusalem, I'll get in that in just a moment, he wasn't there, but God was speaking to the prophet Zechariah to tell this to Zerubbabel. Mm-hmm. He says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Verse 7, it says, who art thou, O great mountain? The angel continues to talk. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace be unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hand of Zerubbabel hath laid the foundation of this house, and this hand shall also finish it. The hand of Zerubbabel hath laid the foundation of this house. I don't know who set the foundation of your house, but I know who set the foundation of my house. And here, so it says, the hand of Zerubbabel hath set the foundation of this house, of this house, and his hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. Then verse 10 finally says, and for who hath despised the day of small things? They shall rejoice and shall see the plummet, the building, the process, the laying of stones, the regeneration, the refurbishing, the restoration. And they shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven lamps. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. May God add a blessing to the reading of his most holy word. May it sanctify, may he sanctify it in our hearts. May the church say, thanks be unto God.
Thanks be unto God.
Thanks be unto God. I'm going to ask Pastor Angie if she would read this little expression that I had that's going to lead us into the rest of this message today.
Possessions of the powerful or famous, no matter how common, can become extremely valuable, even priceless. Napoleon's toothbrush sold for $21,000. Can you imagine paying thousands of dollars for someone's cruddy old toothbrush? Hitler's car sold for over $150,000. Winston Churchill's desk, a pipe owned by C.S. Lewis, sheet music handwritten by Beethoven, a house once named by Ernest Hemingway, all were sold at many times their intrinsic value. At Sotheby's auction of Jackie Kennedy Onassis' personal belongings, her fake pearls sold for $211,500, and JFK's wood golf clubs went for $772,500. Not because the items themselves are worthy, but because they once belonged to someone significant.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you, Pastor Angie. These items were sold Wow. Pricelessly. Think about it. I mean, you know, a toothbrush that belonged to Napoleon sold for $21,000. Jesus. No one will ever use that. No one's going to take that toothbrush and, no, I wouldn't even want to look at it. But guess what? Because of the price, what was the last phrase says? Not because the items themselves was worthy, but because of the one once belonged to someone who was of significance. Think about that. Think about if I was with doctor, if someone gave me the authentic shoe that Dr. Martin Luther King wore when he was assassinated. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine the people who were beating down my door, trying to rob me, trying to get in my house, trying to figure out is it in storage, trying to get to my family members just so they can buy that shoe? Man, could you imagine someone finding an artifact of Jesus, the cup that was used when he turned water into wine, that he lifted up in the scriptures. There's no price that you can put on that. Not because of the cup, but because of who Jesus was and because of who Jesus is. He who is and was and shall be forever, who Jesus is. And so the significance of who that person is, we look in the scriptures, but the scriptures tell us in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure as believers in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, the excellency of God's power, of his glory, is not of what we do and nice little blue jacket and nice little collarless shirt. And oh, he looks like he's holy and say, ain't got nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul says, we ain't nothing but filthy rags. But because of God's grace, because of the significance of who God is in me, in you who are believers. That's what make what you say. That's what make what you do. That's what make where you go significant. Because what you do in life makes a difference. The title of today's message is, You Can Make the Difference. Because why? Because of the God in you. You can make a difference because of the God in you. In our, in our early reading about, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 1, we find that Zechariah was a prophet of God. Zechariah was the prophet God used to speak the word, what thus saith the Lord to his people. And in the process of God speaking through Zechariah, let me give you a little background. Israel had been into Egyptian bondage for over 70 years. They had been taken, not Egyptian bondage, Babylonian bondage for over 70 years. Egypt was already over. That process was already over. They had came out of Egypt, and because of the sinfulness, even coming out, they decided to disobey God. And God says, okay, you still haven't learned? Okay, I'm going to put you in bondage for another set. I'm going to put you in bondage for 70 years. And so in this process, Israel goes to disobey God, and God sends them make them the under enslavement under the Babylonians. And so for 70 years, they were in Babylonian captivity. Couldn't do nothing, couldn't go nowhere, didn't own nothing. Huh? Many of us, come on, let's be for real. Many of us, God teaches us, and I can say amen to that. God will minister to us, and he will show us, and he will show grace to us. And we're just like Israel. Listen, we're not no different. Don't keep saying, oh, they just some disobedient. We're just as disobedient as they are. And God will bless us, and he will take us somewhere, and then all of a sudden, he will bless us, and we say, oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And next thing we know, we're doing good for a while, and all of a sudden, we're back at the same thing we were doing before. There's God. Got to get that old paddle out and paddle out again. Put your hand out again. I remember I had a teacher, he used to hit me in the hand. He had this little stick and had a little ball in it. And he would, you know, when we did wrong, listen, back in the day, I know you can't do it today, but back in the day, come on, Mr. Lippitt, I had a teacher named Mr. Lippitt. He had that stick. And he would bang. I would be like, you know, he would say, come on, put your hand out. Come on, put your hand out. And he would bang. I'm like, oh. But I didn't go back and tell my mother. I was smart enough to understand. If I went and told my mother, I would get another beating. See, they knew that. Mr. Bocchino, Mr. Lippitt, come on, Charles, from Broadway. Man, them teachers, come on. Come on, back in the islands of the angry. Come on, they'll take you out there. They didn't take you, it whoop you right there. I know you can't do that in the U.S. now no more, but guess what? It kept me out of jail. It kept me straight. But we get corrected and we go back and do the same thing over again. Israel had did the same thing. And after 70 years, God said to the prophet, I'm going to do a new thing. And so God began to speak this word, as we heard here so clearly in Zechariah chapter 4. God began to speak this word to Zechariah, the prophet, and he began to say to Zechariah, I want you to understand, I want you to speak this word to Zerubbabel. And I want you to say to Zerubbabel, Zechariah 4, verse 6, I want you to say to Zerubbabel, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What do you mean by that? It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, that I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you to a new level of blessings. I'm going to bring you to a new level of my grace. I'm going to bring you to a level where you're fulfilling my promise. Mm-hmm. Well, let's back up a little bit. Who is Zerubbabel? In the book of Zechariah, this is his first time being mentioned in the book of Zechariah, the prophet. But in the other scriptures in Haggai, and I believe it was in And in Isaiah, his name was mentioned before. But in the book of Zechariah, his name is first mentioned for a reason. Zerubbabel was a descendant of David, the priestly descendant. Zerubbabel was one of the priests who was designated to bring Israel out of the Babylonian bondage back to Israel. They traveled 4 days. Zerubbabel, one of the high priests, along with another man of God, I believe it was Joshua, not the Joshua with Moses, but another Joshua, the priest, they brought Israel for 4 days. They walked from Babylon, back to Jerusalem. With the king, I believe it was King Darius, with his authorization to go ahead and rebuild Jerusalem. He even gave him equivalent to $6,000. Take this. And with that motivation, the people of Israel, with Zerubbabel, they went at it. They got to Jerusalem. They were excited. Yes, in back of their mind, I was poor. Yes, in back of their mind, they took everything away from me. Yes, in back of their mind, I can't believe what we went through. I can't believe. Listen, I'm just making it real. In back of my mind, I recall the stories I heard about slavery. It wasn't long ago. Mm-hmm. It was not long ago.
That is true.
It wasn't 500 years when we came out of slavery. No, it was 76, 75? Wow. That's a little over 100 years ago. My grandmother, my mother would be 90-something years old. And she remembers stories that her mother told her about slaves. And my grandmother wasn't a slave, but she remembered the stories that her mother and father told them about being slaves. My grandmother being born in 1898. She remembers all that. 1865 when slavery was abolished. But yet, it still was abolished, but it didn't end.
That's right.
So I remember the stories. I remember the books. I do my history. I do my studies, and I remember all that. But at the same time, I remember what the Lord said in his word.
Amen.
God told Zerubbabel that it's not. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, Zechariah 4, verse 6. That it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, let me back up a little bit about Zerubbabel so we understand and get a picture of the significance of why God was saying this through the prophet to Zerubbabel. He was saying this to Zerubbabel because Zerubbabel family was lost during the time of Babylon. Matter of fact, Zerubbabel was born in Babylon. He was born in captivity. Listen, it's not too hard to imagine because many of us got saved when we were captive by the Satan. We were captive by the enemy. Our minds were taken. Our thoughts were taken. Our life was taken. Our destiny and purpose was taken. We had nowhere to go. We had no purpose in life. And we were held captive. And we couldn't get past a certain attitude. Some of us, our thinking was captive. Our vision was captive. Our lives were captive. We just couldn't think any longer. And even through the coronavirus, that's trying to captivate us.
Yes.
But the word of the Lord comes to tell us, just like he told Zerubbabel, that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So Zerubbabel was in captivity. The people around him, he could smell dead lives and dead people, and he can sense the depression. I could imagine going to a mental ward and seeing everybody depressed and everybody's upset and their mind was thrown off and they didn't know how to get out of it. They were just distorted with life. Mm-hmm. because they didn't have property. They didn't have their own. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Many, I'm just being real. Many of our people, I'm just talking about my people, people of color, black people. They've been in this country all their life, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. Jesus. Never bought a car.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Never had a home.
Come on. Out of the state.
Never been out of the state. New Jersey, California, wherever. Never been out of your state. Mm-hmm. Never really had a bank account. Huh? Because you're captive. You're captive by a system,
Jesus,
that says you got to stay here. You can never have nothing. You're captive by culture. Oh, all of our family drank. They didn't say drink, drank. We all drank. Oh, let me get something. Let me get a little bit of this. Ah, they drinking. All of our family were drug addicts. Mm-hmm. I remember living in Newark in the projects. I remember families. If I mentioned their name, some of you were listening to me on Facebook, you would know their name. Mm-hmm. But I remember families. All of them died of OD.
Jesus.
All of them. From the mother, the grandmother, the father, the sisters, the brothers, the grandchildren. OD. Mm-hmm. Died. Whole families gone. Why? Because they were captive. Captive in their culture. Mm-hmm. Captive in their tradition. But God is saying, as we read in the word, that it's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. God spoke to Zerubbabel because he had a work to do. And he didn't have all the resources. He didn't have the encouragement. But God used the prophet Zechariah to speak to him and tell him, Zerubbabel, God is going to do this. Mm-hmm. It ain't because of your lineage. It's not going to be because of who you are, because you're coming out of slavery. Mm-hmm. You don't have nothing. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be because of my spirit, saith the Lord. It's going to be because of the anointing of God that rests and abides in me.
Yes,
and the word of the Lord came in Zechariah 4, verse 6, and it says, who art thou, O great mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Every one of us got great mountains in front of us. I don't know about you, but I got some great mountains in front of me. Great mountains. Enemies say, man, you don't have a chance. You don't have a chance, man. You ain't got the money. Come on. But the devil is a liar. Because the Lord says, he says, who art thou, O great mountain? In other words, define yourself. See, the devil always got a way of showing his hand. Yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But the Lord says, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, the priest of the Lord, the worshiper of the Lord, the singer of the Lord, thou shalt become plain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lower you. God says, whatever's in your way, before Zerubbabel, let me just stop for a minute. Oh, my God. Understand that Zerubbabel was a priest. He was a worshiper. When he came out of captivity, there's some things that took place, but he came out worshiping. He came out glorifying God. And that's the position that we can have. If we're going to really see the glory and the victory of God and experience the power of God, we got to come out praising. We got to come out boxing and say, devil, get out of my way. Oh, this is not my fight, but it's the Lord's. The battle belongs to the Lord. Block that. I block it with the faith. I block it with the words. I'm standing on the word of God. So God says to Zerubbabel, he says, what is that great mountain before? It's going to become a plain. It's going to be leveled out. It's not going to be a mountain much longer. It's going to level out, whatever it is. And he says, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting. Oh, my God. And with crying grace, he shall bring forth the headstone. In other words, that headstone, guess what? It was the foundation. It's going to be the rock. You know that song, I lay in Zion.
A precious cornerstone.
Christ is the precious cornerstone. That cornerstone defined the building.
Mm-hmm.
That cornerstone defined what was going to go on top of that and around that. And so God says to Zerubbabel is that you shall bring forth in verse 7 the headstone there. You're going to set this thing off. Some of you are wondering how it's going to happen. God is saying, you're going to set it off. I want to let you know that you're going to set it off. Through God. Not by might. nor by power, not by your degree, not by who you know, not by who you don't know. It's going to be by the Spirit of God. And he says that, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, the hand of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of this house, my God, and thou shalt become a plan. But the Bible says his hand shall also finish it. And I'm not going to preach long to you. I just want to let you know that whatever you started, now let me correct myself, whatever God started in your mind, listen, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your process, that book that you want to write. My good brother down in Barbados, brother William Gittins, I love my brother down there. Every week or every other week, this, for the last few years, he's been writing books. He wrote a book, just wrote a book. He said, Pastor, I just wrote my 158th book. I'm like, wow, 158th book. He said, I'm going to start working on 159 next week. I'm like, wowee. Bishop Erwin Thomas, great man of God, director of the Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network and creator and originator. He just finished his second book, getting ready to come out. I forget the title. I'll bring it up next week. But just finished his second book. Mm-hmm. Whatever God put in your hands, do it. Right. Whatever God said to you to do, just start doing it. Mm-hmm. Pastor Angie said, I'm gonna say this online so I can get her going. She just said the other day, I want to get my chocolates back going. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I want to get it back going. We've been cleaning the house, cleaning my garage, cleaning everything out, throwing out this, throwing out that. When we got to her little candy area, she said, oh, hold it right there. Put the brakes on, buddy. Don't throw this out. This is part of the vision that God gave me. I'm keeping this. Amen. Good.
Amen. Thank you.
Whatever God gave you, keep it. Keep it. Etienne, you got a great vision.
Yes.
Shauna, you got a great vision.
Yes.
Asia, you got a great vision. Laisha, you got a great vision. Tangier, you have an awesome vision. All the children of God, Garvin, you have great visions. All you got to do is say, Lord, you gave me this. Now let me give it back to you.
Yes.
Show me how to accomplish it.
Show me.
Give it back to God. Come on. Mm-hmm. All of my boys. Oh, my God. Manzo and Kavi got great visions. I know they do. God going to show them too. They little tots, but the God going to show them too. Come on.
Amen.
Brother Ivlo, you and your boys, the Jones boys, the Jones boys, they got vision. I don't care what the enemy has said to them in their mind or in their soul, in their spirit.
Yes.
They got vision.
They got vision.
They got things that they want to accomplish.
That's right.
Give it to God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All those things that you want, he's going to give it to you. Deacon Stephanie, you got vision. I know you want to talk about, listen, we all want to retire. I want to retire one day myself. That's right. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'm going to still have vision.
Amen.
And I need to fulfill that vision that God has given me. And so God says to Zechariah, to Zerubbabel, he says, the hand in verse 9, Zechariah 4 verse 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts have sent me unto you. I'm here to proclaim prophetically that what you want to do,
Jesus,
those believers, those who stand on the word of God.
Yes.
I don't care who's in office. I don't care who's the governor. I don't care who's the mayor. I don't care who is the pope. I don't care who is who. What
Jesus.
God has given you, let God be true and every man a liar.
Jesus.
No one can stop what God has given you. And so the Bible says that in verse 10, I'm almost finished here. It says, for who have despised the day of small things? You see, Zerubbabel came out from nowhere, from nothing. He had nothing. Many of you out there, listen to me on Zoom, on Facebook, on around the world, on Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network. You had nothing. I mean, nothing. You didn't even have two nickels to rub together. Mm. Minister Charles, my twin brother, is on Zoom with me, but he may not remember, but I remember clearly. I remember one time I had a nickel. And we were in the projects, and I've had this nickel, and I wanted to just go outside, and I was sitting on this little window ledge, and I was playing with this little nickel. I was playing with it because I wanted to go take that nickel to the candy store and get me a couple of pieces of candy. With a nickel, you can get a whole lot with a nickel back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I was playing with it. Listen, I was playing with it, and I started to put it in my mouth. Playing with it, and I swallowed it. I don't know what happened to that nickel today. I said, oh, Ma swallowed the nickel. She said, all right, you choke. She said, you'll be all right. But Mama knew the process of whatever. I wanted that nickel so much, I was putting it in my mouth, imagining what I could do with that nickel. Didn't have hardly. I had one nickel. I had two nickels. I had one nickel, couldn't rub them together. And I swallowed it. I'm like, man, I can't even take that to the store. But guess what? God brought me from a mighty long way. I can testify. I can testify that God brought me from a place that no one can say it wasn't but God. Mm. Now, I don't have everything that I would like to have, but I have everything I need. I'm not complaining. I have everything I need. I love this woman of God. She's the sweetest thing. The sweetest thing. Just the sweetest thing. Listen, God graced me with her.
Thank you, Lord.
With these children, with grandchildren, with a belt. No, I'm just kidding. No, God graced us with them. We love them. Beautiful brother, twin brother, other brothers and sisters, the family of God. God grace me with all of you. Yes, I am blessed.
Hallelujah.
Highly favored. I haven't missed a meal in years. Come on. Because of God's grace. I haven't missed a meal.
Amen.
Unless I'm fasting. Praise God for fasting.
That's right.
And amen. We're going to go on a fast real soon. So yes. Get ready. We're going to announce that.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't missed a meal, but guess what? Because of God's grace.
Because of God's grace.
Because of his love.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just who he is. I am that I am. And so in verse 10 it says, for who hath despised the day of small things?
Mm.
For they shall rejoice and see the plummet. Mm. Mm. The plummet means the building stone.
Mm-hmm.
The plummet means the process. The plummet means the layout. The blueprint, the masonry that's going to take place. They shall see the plummet in the hands of Zerubbabel. They shall see the plummet. They shall see what God has placed in your life, in your hands. And whose are these seven? And these are, and it says, in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Listen, I'm going to talk about that later on.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday. In our Bible study, I want to talk about that, the seven. And then some more revelation I want to share with you on Wednesday when we go back to the book of Revelation. Because Revelation, what God revealed to John in Revelation chapter 11, you see it also echoed, mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4. What's said in Zechariah chapter 4 is echoed, in Revelation chapter 11. If you read those two chapters, you'll see what I'm talking about. But God says, it says, these are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. That same phrase is repeated in Revelation chapter 11. I want to let you know, in the process of what God wants to do in your life, God sees everything and knows everything. And everything that God has put out for you, guess what? He sees everything. I don't care if you're home back in Guyana. God sees what's yours in Guyana.
Jesus. Yes.
Come on. God opens doors and God opens properties and God opens destinies of things that you didn't even know that already been planted and put in place for you back at home. Come on. We're going back to Jamaica. I'm going back to Jamaica. I'm going to enjoy myself. We're going to have a good time. Next 2021, we're going to go back and I'm going to put my feet. I'm not going to go there with socks on like I did before on the beach. Because they, when you wear socks and your sandals, they say, oh, you from the United States, aren't you? No, I ain't going to do that this time. I'm going to keep my socks off. I'm going to go out and have me a good time.
Amen.
I'm gonna go on a diet before I get there, because I'll get there. I'm gonna eat me some food. I'm gonna, me and my wife, we gonna have a great time. Come on. Enjoy life.
Jesus, yes.
Listen, the scriptures say, I'm gonna close in these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. That in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Then in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, it says that he, God, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Listen. Many of us need to be built up on the inner man.
Jesus, yes.
Because a lot of things on the outside, the virus, racial injustice,
yes.
Who's going to come into office,
yes.
Your jobs, how you going to pay rent, all those things on the outside has been impacting your inside.
True.
The scripture says that you might be strengthened with might on the inside. Listen, get that word aboard, on board. Get the spirit of God working in you and moving in you. Get the word rich word flowing in you. Studying the word, researching the word, eating God's necessary food. The Bible says that Job esteemed God's word more than his necessary food. Why? Because Job knew somehow he was going to go through something. And what did he go through? He lost everything. He lost everything, Pastor Andrew.
Everything.
His wife said, man, you just need to curse God and die. Lord have mercy. I believe she even got replaced. She said, curse God and die. No, God had a plan. So what did he do? He esteemed. He lifted up. He absorbed God's food.
Yes, yes.
In his life.
His word.
God's word. More than his necessary food. I need his word. And then finally, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 through 27. Pastor Andrew, can you read that? Colossians 1, verse 25 through 27.
Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Listen, Christ in you.
The hope of glory.
The hope of glory. Christ in you. Listen, Christ want to be in all of us.
Yes.
Christ want to work in all of us. It's up to us, church, to allow Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth, the one who calmed the sea, the one who called the dead man back to life.
Yes.
It's that same Christ that says to us, I will make all things new.
Yes.
I will make all things new if you just give it to me. To whom God would make known the riches, whatever the riches are for your life. Knowing who Christ is, knowing his spirit, knowing his love, knowing his grace, and knowing his promise. We talked today about you making a difference in God. As I'm closing, I want to reiterate again, you can make the difference in God. Everything that you do will have a ripple effect on the people that come after you, on the people that is around you, on the people that you contact with, the people that you talk on Zoom, the testimonies that you have, everyone around you. But put God first. Mm-hmm. No matter what the differences are, no matter what you've been through, just put God first.
Amen.
Let him take your life. Let him take your issues. Those who are on Facebook, those who are on the Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network, I'm here to let you know that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, that when you believe in God, guess what? You have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
It says you shall have life and that more abundantly. Come to Jesus. Submit your life to him. And he'll make a difference and like you have never seen before.
Yes.
If you don't know Christ, you want this love, you want this peace, just pray this prayer with me and mean it in your heart. Say, Lord God, I come to you just as I am. A sinner. In need of your grace, in need of your love, in need of your forgiveness. Forgive me, Jesus, for all of my sins. Forgive me, Jesus, for doing anything and everything outside of your will. Help me, Lord, to live for you. Help me, Lord, to walk in your spirit. Help me, Lord, to do what you want me to do. And I'll live for you the balance of my days. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Father, I thank you for everyone that said that prayer and meant it from their heart. Thank you for their lives and their spirit of obedience to want to do the right thing, want to do what you call them to do. Father, thank you for saving them. Thank you for delivering them. Thank you for washing them in your blood. And Lord God, I pray that you'll keep them, oh God, in your word, oh God. Keep them studying your word, God. We invite them to come back to our Bible studies on Wednesday and on Sunday, our worship services, to receive the word of God. Father, I ask you to continue to bless and heal their mind, heal their souls.
Thank you, Father.
And Lord God, I pray especially for those who are going through this coronavirus, God, those who have been impacted. Positive results have come back, oh God. But Lord God, we know even in the positive, oh God, you're there. Even in the negative, you're there. God, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your staying power. Even as you kept, oh God, Job through his sickness and the shadows of death. The word says, yea, though I walk through the valley. It appears like I'm in the valley, Lord. But Lord God, through the valley of the shadow, it appears the image. The shadow is just a substance of the image.
Yes, Jesus.
But it appears that I'm in the shadow of death. But Lord, your word says, oh my God, but you have delivered me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will not fear any evil. Thou art my rod and my staff. Oh my, you're the one that comforts me. God, comfort your people right now. Family members who are going through corruption, comfort them right now. Strengthen right now, God. Strengthen on the inner person of God, inside of them. Strengthen them right now. God, I pray for every young person who are going through right now some kind of temptation in their life. God, right now, give them the strength to stand, oh God. Don't let them fall to the tactics of the enemy, but give them the strength to stand, oh God. When the enemy would come in like a flood, oh God, give them this. The power to stand for right and for righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for all that you would do. Thank you, Father, for touching each and every life under the sound of our voices, oh God. And we give you the praise and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast this evening, this morning, or wherever you're at, because I don't know, we could be talking to somebody in another part of the country 8 hours away. So God bless you wherever you are.
Yes.
And I pray that this word of the Lord has reached you and touched you. God has a blessing for you. I pray that as you continue to study God's word, you'll get stronger in the Lord. Just by way of announcements, on your screens coming up there is our list of services during the week. We have our Sunday service, which you're on right now. Those are on Facebook. We have our Monday intercessory prayer service from 7 to 8 o'clock. The phone number is right there on your screen. Wednesday Bible studies. If you would go to our website down the bottom here, we have a website, www.agatchurch.org. You'll be able to go ahead into that website and get access our weekly services. Also, you'll be able to access how to give. We invite you, if you'd like to give and be a blessing to our ministry, we invite you to come be a blessing. We invite you to come and join us in giving and blessing. Amen. The house of the Lord in whatever way that you can. Again, thank you for those who were able to bless the church last week, bless us last week in your love gift. Thank you so much for being able to send a love gift. We just thank you so much for how you've blessed us during this Pastor's Appreciation month of October. But we pray that you will continue to walk in the faith and love of God, and know that we love you and we care for you. We are always praying for you. Listen, we are praying. We are praying for you that God will continue to bless you. Yes. Those of you who have prayer requests, again, if you would like to send your prayer requests through our Facebook or through our Zoom, you can send it through the chat box on Zoom or on Facebook. You can send it through our Facebook. I'm always looking at the Facebook. I have another screen right here. I'm looking down and seeing those of you on there. I'm praying for my sister Originals, Pastor Gail Pereira, Sister Jennifer, you on Facebook and you on Zoom. God bless you. Good to have you on this morning with us on Zoom. And so we just pray that God will continue to bless you and watch over each and every one of you as we prepare to close. I'm going to ask Pastor Angie if she would give us our closing remarks and closing prayer as we continue. And those who are on Zoom, if you like to stay on for a few moments, that's fine. If you like to log off, that's fine too. But Pastor Angie is going to give us our closing words, amen, and remarks and prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on over, Pastor Angie. Amen. We got to scoot her over here.
Got new chairs.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We give God praise, amen, for the word of the Lord today. Yes. We thank God that you can make the difference because it's the God in us.
Yes, yes.
And even through this season, no matter what takes place in the election, God is still in control. And he is still God.
Yes.
He is still king over our lives as believers and over this world. But before we leave, we do thank God for the message on today.
Amen.
That God wants us to rely upon him and to stay in his word. And I want to read one footnote from Zechariah 4, verse 10. And as our bishop was expounding on the word of God, I just want to read that in connection with this. It says, many of the older Jews were disheartened when they realized this new temple would not match the size and splendor of the previous temple built during Solomon's reign. But bigger and more beautiful is not always better. What you do for God may seem small and insignificant at the time, but God rejoices in what is right. Thank you, Lord. Not necessarily in what is big. Be faithful in the small opportunities. Begin where you are and do what you can and leave the results to God. So ultimately, God wants us to leave the results to him, but to do what is right. Hallelujah. That's the main thing. And do what is pleasing in God's sight, saints. Amen. Even in this season, even in this time, do the right thing. Amen. This is what God wants from us. So we're going to just bow our heads in the presence of God and just let's just give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, you brought us into a new month, God, a new season,
yes, Lord.
And we thank you,
yes.
We honor you
thank
on
you,
this Sunday, God, that you gave us a heart and a mind to be in your presence.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for those who have joined us. Thank you for those who had a desire to come and couldn't be here today. Lord, we ask that you would meet the needs in their hearts and in their lives. And God, continue to keep us and we shall be kept. Keep us healthy, God. Keep us strong. Most of all, keep us with a heart and a mind focused on you to do
yes,
your
Jesus.
Will, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we ask that you would bless every home that's represented here and on Facebook and on Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network. Be with all of us. You know what we go through individually as well as corporately. And we do thank you again for this day and for your word and just for your power and place in our hearts. And keep us, Lord, and we shall be kept. And repeat after me, and may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
In the name of the Son.
and of the precious Holy Spirit.
The precious Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Right. It's Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And Father, we pray for, as you got a request in, we pray for a young believer, Sheree, for God's guidance, oh God. And God, we pray that you'll just guide Sheree, oh God, whatever state that that person is in, oh God, that your wisdom and knowledge will be imparted unto them, oh God, that they will yield to your wisdom, that they will yield to your knowledge and your direction and purpose for their life.
Yes,
God, thank you, oh God, for fulfilling your word today. Thank you for touching our sister, Minister Ingrid, oh God, for bringing that request through. We anticipate, Lord God, we anticipate in that young believer, we anticipate your manifestation, oh God, that even with young believers, like little babies, oh God, you give them, oh God, things that even the older believers don't normally receive, but even the young believers, just to show yourself, oh God, strong.
Yes.
Show yourself
mighty.
Strong
yes,
and mighty Jesus. In their lives, oh God. Touch Sheree right now, God, like never before. And we give you the praise and we honor
God.
You for all
thank
that you would do. And we praise
yes,
and bless
Lord.
Your name
yes,
in Jesus'
God.
Name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. And Zach, too, Lord. We pray for Zach.
Yes, Lord.
Zachary, I'm just we pray for
yes,
him,
Lord.
This young man,
yes,
God, who's on the wrong path, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Turn him around, God.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Save him. Deliver him, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus.
And Lord, we also pray for Sister Jennifer's mom, oh God. We continue to pray for her mom and Jarrell. God, you're the God of all, knows all, sees all. And God, you complete everything according
yes,
to the power of your will. We
yes,
know
Lord.
That as your scriptures we read today, that's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. We pray for mom. Give her the peace of God, oh
yes,
God.
God.
Right now, God, give Jarrell, oh God, peace in his spirit. Oh God, every addiction, oh God, and Father, everything that seems to captivate him, oh God,
yes,
outside
God.
Of
hallelujah,
your word, God,
hallelujah,
break
hallelujah.
The yokes right now.
Break
the yokes, oh God.
Yes, God.
Free him, oh God.
Free him.
In the name of Jesus right
Kenneth,
now, God.
God.
Brother Kenneth, oh God, we hold up Brother Kenneth
yes, God.
Right now, God. Peace.
Peace,
peace
God.
Be
peace.
In his spirit,
yes.
oh God. Everything outside of
yes,
your purpose
we
and will,
right
oh
now.
God, right now, oh God, we just pray that you erase it from his mind, erase
Jesus.
It from his soul,
Jesus.
Erase it from his
Jesus.
Spirit. God,
Jesus.
Let the peace of God, that passive understanding,
mm-hmm,
be
mm-hmm.
built up in him, oh God. Let
yes,
the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, oh God.
Lord.
Touch Brother Kenneth in Jesus' name. God, I pray for Pastor Gail Pereira, oh God. God, we pray that you, as we keep her in our prayers, oh God.
Yes,
God, we pray for her family, oh God. We pray for her vision and purpose in life, oh God.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, we pray that you'll bless her, oh God, as
yes,
she
Lord.
Comes, as she goes, oh God.
Yes,
that as she, everything that she touches, oh God, bless it, oh God.
Yes,
tomorrow, decisions that she has to make, places that she has to go. God, go before her right now, God,
yes,
like never before, oh God.
Yeah,
touch in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Jesus,
thank you for manifesting yourself in her in Jesus' name right now, oh God. And continue to touch my twin brother Charles. Continue to bring healing
yes,
in his life,
Jesus.
Oh God, in his
strength,
mind, his soul,
strength,
in his spirit. Thank you
Jesus.
For healing all things and
Jesus.
Restoring all things
Jesus.
Back, oh God.
Yes,
oh God, to his original purpose,
your
oh
strength,
God. Your strength,
God. Strength
be over him, oh God. My brother Jerry Dixon.
Yes, Jerry, God.
Thank you for his mind being restored, his thoughts being restored, his soul
yes. Yes.
being restored. And God, we praise and bless
Elijah,
you
God.
Right
Jesus.
Now. Elijah. God, restore his soul, his mind.
Yes, yes.
Bring him back to the place that he should be in, oh God.
Yes,
and we thank you and we give you the glory. We honor
Jesus
you.
Name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' Amen. Name. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us. And those who are on Facebook, amen. We're going to tune off right now on Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network. We just thank you so much for joining us. And we pray that God will continue to bless you. Those who are on the Shield of Faith Broadcasting Network, you always know the network that cares. Loves you. So God bless you. Facebook, until we meet again, always know that you don't have any problems. What, Pastor Angie?
All
you need
is faith
in God. God bless you, those who are on Facebook.